God knows everything, and so Jesus, true God and true man, also knows everything. So it is really amazing to realize in today's gospel that Jesus, knowing everything, was moved by what he saw. Jesus moved with admiration. And the Lord was moved by the gift of a poor widow who gave literally everything she had to live. That's not an image, that's a reality. She gave everything. She kept nothing for herself and gave everything to God. So we can imagine what was going on in the heart of Christ. Perhaps the Lord felt that at last someone was loving as he loves. He saw in this poor widow an example of what he wanted and what he wants for his disciples, and an image of the church, the kind of church he came to establish. That's why this poor widow of the gospel is a beautiful image of the church, of Mother Church, so poor in so many ways, and yet the one who gives us everything we need. A poor mother who gathers two sticks, the cross, to give us bread, the Eucharist. Simple question. What does Jesus see when we give? And to be clear, and to avoid any kind of false sense of guilt, it is evident in today's gospel that the Lord does not care about quantities. Exactly how many dollars, hours, events. The Lord does care about the love and the generosity of our gift, if it's a costly gift. He did not criticize at all the big donations of the other people. He only noticed that they were giving from their surplus. It's not a bad thing. But to give everything, or to give in a way that it feels as a sacrifice, that's much better. Because that's how God gives. Have we ever experienced in our lives, have we had a moment in which we said yes to the Lord without conditions, in which we had the real disposition to give everything? You can try to remember back at some point in our lives. We probably had a moment like that. If we've had that experience of saying, yes, Lord, I will give you everything, then we can recall as well the freedom, the joy, and the peace of giving in that way, of taking a risk, a real risk, of placing our whole life in the hands of God. But it is possible as well that even after a sincere moment of giving everything, we later find ways of continuing to give, but not everything. Maybe giving a lot, just not everything. Many of us probably give, but without a risk in our giving. From our surplus of money or time or talents, always keeping at least one coin for ourselves. Frequently, after some real progress in our Christian life, we come to a stage of some comfortable stability, which is not entirely bad. The sins, the blatant sins of our past are not there anymore. Our friendships, our practices are, in general, pretty good. But we don't necessarily continue to grow spiritually towards Christ. We give, yes, but without risks. Loving rarely costs as a sacrifice. But we know that real love, and we know this based on our own human experience, always entails a risk. Those of you who are married or who will be married, marrying someone demands the risk of giving everything, of sharing everything. If you have a real friend, then at some point we will share treasured secrets. But on the other hand, say keeping a hidden bank account from your spouse or never opening your heart to someone else only limits the capacity to love and therefore to rejoice. True love, lasting joy and peace always means fully trusting, fully sharing, and fully risking. And if this is true, so evidently true in our human relationships, how much more in our relationship with God? Now, when we think about these things, then we probably reach a moment in which we say, okay, that sounds good, but is this really possible? Is it really, truly possible to give everything? How does that look like in my personal circumstances now with my family? Or is it possible, is it desirable to give everything? Isn't this some sort of cruel exaggeration? But the truth is that rather than making it impossible, that call to give everything actually fills us with hope. For then, loving God is not about achieving goals, standard goals for everyone, or about the specific quantity of our gifts, of our contributions, or about some standard degree of human virtue that applies to everyone in the same way. Loving God is not that. Loving God is the freedom of not counting, of not calculating, of not comparing ourselves with others, but of, as Jesus said last Sunday, to love God with our whole heart, and so to trust and give everything, keeping that one coin for ourselves only limits the joy. What can we do about this in a practical way? Well, if we know what coin we want to keep for ourselves, say, what attachment, what sin, what false security, then now is the moment to leave that, to renounce, and to give everything to God. If we have been hearing the Lord calling us in some way to love Him more, if we've been hearing something, we just haven't done it, then this is a time to make that loving commitment. And if we honestly have no idea, if we really do not know what to do, where to start, then now is a time to ask the Lord with sincere openness what He's calling us to do. The good news is that no matter where we are in our Christian life, the Lord wants to give us now everything, absolutely everything through the church. And Mother Church right now is gathering those two pieces of wood to give us the bread of life, and along with it, everything we need. And with that strength that comes from the Eucharist, we can certainly give everything to God.